So Brad and I have had a couple of outbursts of public obscenity over the weekend. I witnessed Brad.
I think I'm more prone to it than you are.
Yeah, you might be.
Yeah.
I witnessed yours. You did not witness mine. Now, mine came in my attempt to learn how to swim. I think I explained this last week. I don't know how to swim. This is a fear. I have a tremendous fear of having my head immersed underwater and all of that. And I've always had that. And so I wanted to overcome that. And so I have my younger son, Cameron Reynolds, he's a licensed lifeguard. And I asked him, hey man, I got to overcome this fear. It's getting late now in my life. I need to do this. And so
summer is coming and I want to swim in the lake.
So I had a lesson on Saturday, which started out choppy. The middle part was really good and ended poorly. And I'll explain in a second. And that's where my public obscenity outburst happened. Now, yours happened
in the logging arena
on Saturday, right?
Yeah. Well, they put us up to a little competition the last couple years. They'll get us out there in front of the crowd and we, you know, either swinging an axe or doing some kind of thing. And I could sense that I was starting to lose the race. And then I heard a guy say...
We were running
and jumping and setting these
choker and
chains
like that,
and stuff like that.
In front of the crowd.
Yeah, and they got a couple microphones down there. And I heard a guy, and I knew I was losing, and I heard a guy say, oh, he's catching up to him or something. And I thought, okay, if I get him at the turn here and set this chain right, I'll catch him. And then the chain, I didn't set it right, and so I let loose with a big OS kind of thing like that. And it just got picked
echoing
up and echoed the arena. We have children here. It's an all ages show at the logging show, Brad. And I'm
and it is.
Dang it.
And it is.
Sorry.
It really is. And that was not good. And then mine was actually probably worse, though not in front of as many people. It was closer quarters. So we start off in the swimming lessons with...
Was yours underwater?
It started underwater. We started off in the swimming lessons with Cameron saying, all right, you got to get over this. Let's do this right away. Let's get your head underwater. You got to do this. You got to overcome this fear first. And I'm like, okay, fine. And so that's what we did. The first...
Sink or swim? Did you just jump off the diving board and make it?
No. I mean, the first 10 minutes was me... Completely going underwater.
Yeah.
Going underwater.
Dunking your head.
Staying there and then going back up, because that is the ultimate fear for me. And so we did that several times.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, all right, this isn't that bad. This isn't that bad. I'm okay.
Water's not getting in my nose or in my eyes.
I'm going to survive this. And then we start swimming a little bit a few minutes later. I try swimming anyways. And I get a spasm in my left calf, you know.
Yeah.
The same thing happened to me when I tried yoga a few weeks ago. And I eat a lot of bananas and I drink a lot of water, so this is frustrating to me. I hydrate.
Do bananas stop you from having cramps?
They prevent that stuff, the potassium. Yes, and I am a very well hydrated individual. So I get frustrated. This is like 5 minutes into my lesson, and I've cramped up.
How can I be dehydrated when I'm in a pool full of water?
Right? How is this possible? So I know that with those cramps, sometimes it's hard to get out of those things, and they stay with you. They can stay with me for a couple of hours, and we only have a window here where we can do this lesson, and then the pool closes on us. So I soldier on, and then...
Oh, I'm sure the pool closed when they saw what was going on in that corner of the pool. They just leave them alone.
Well, here's
over
the
there.
Thing. I'm surrounded... There's kids all over the place. There's like a birthday party. So I am surrounded by kids. Middle-aged man learning how to swim, surrounded by kids who are swimming like, you know, they're all Michael Phelps, you know. And I'm trying not to bump into them and all that kind of stuff, and they're trying not to bump into me. So my son says, all right, well, let's get out into some deeper water here now. Let's get out there. So I'm out in 5.5 to 6 foot area there. And he's saying, you know what you really need to do is you need to swim underwater. That's what you really need to do. I did the other kind of swimming.
Dog paddling on the surface.
And actually, I made it across the pool. I don't know how, but it was labored. It looked spastic. Mm-hmm. It was a mess, but I was able to do that much. He said, you need to swim underwater. You need to, you know,
butterfly
do that,
stroke or
that
something.
Kind of
yeah.
thing. So, okay. So, and again, this is my biggest fear, being underwater.
Or breaststroker.
So I say, all right, let's do this. Let me do this. And so I get underwater and I do it a couple times. Like, man, that's not bad. I think I might be able to do this. And so I get back out there into that section of water
freed.
Again. Yeah, I get back out in that section of water again, and I try it again, and I'm like, you know what? I might be able to do this. So I go out there a third time.
Mark Spitz.
I get under there, and I start doing it, and I start swimming like underwater, and I pop up, and I feel this sharp, searing pain in that calf.
Did I just blow an Achilles?
Oh, God. And I get up, and I scream. You know, and
what,
I screamed,
what word was?
Oh, the F-bomb came out in this pool, and I got kids within a couple feet of me, and it's a birthday party of kids, and I'm screaming it over and over because now I'm hurt. The calf is on fire, and then I must have pulled the muscle in the side of my hip too. That's on fire, and I need Cameron's help because I can't get back to the. Yeah. I'm in the middle of the pool, and I can't get back.
Someone throw a life ring.
And I'm drowning. Yes, and I'm going to drown because I can't swim. And you know, I can't. I'm in panic mode, and so I'm effing this and effing that and effing this and effing that, and I'm screaming, and all these kids are around, these parents are around, and my son is dragging me. He's dragging me to land as I'm F-bombing. And
he's
that's,
pushing you under the water just to keep you from swearing.
Yes, yeah, dunk his head.
Just dunk his head under the water and shut his mouth.
Yeah. So he gets me to land, and he says,
I'm saving you and myself. Yeah. Trust me.
He gets me to land, and he says, that's it. All right. You did a good job today, but you got to stop now. You're cramped up too much. And I couldn't move. I was immobilized for about 3 minutes at the side of the pool anyway. He had to lift me up.
I would have been so embarrassed. It's like, can I just leave through the drain at the bottom of the pool?
It was awful.
I don't want to walk out the front door.
It was awful. I did swim. I did overcome my fear of getting underwater, and I am going to go back again. But I don't think I'll be allowed to go back to that pool again because I think there's
the Arnie F and Hannah.
I think there's a picture of me and there's a he is not welcome back here again. There wasn't enough chlorine in the world to wash out my mouth, my filthy mouth in that pool. I apologize to any kids or parents who were there that day. That was awful. So I think my public obscenity outburst was actually worse than yours.
Sounds like it.
I heard yours. You didn't use...
If the kids are at the logging show, I bet they've probably heard a couple around dad cutting down trees and things and the chainsaws. They probably heard the S-bomb every once in a while.
Right. This was Justin's sixth birthday party. And
yeah, you win.
Yeah, I win for sure.